deep down, she had known their marriage was crumbling. Although she'd tried to hold on, to believe that things would get better, they never did. Chad, the man she had once fallen in love with, had changed over time, and the reality of it all was too painful to bear. Emma eyed the unfinished boxes scattered on the ground. "So, have you thought about what you're gonna do?" Lisa asked, sinking back on her elbows. Emma moved up to Riley's ears, scratching behind them, and looked up at the wall. There above the side of her bed hung a painting of the ocean that she hardly noticed anymore. But today, her eyes were drawn to its crashing waves, which seemed to mirror her own desire for change. "I think I'm gonna look for a place closer to the water. A small cottage for me and Riley. Don't need a big place, just something cozy and quiet." "That sounds lovely. Have you started looking yet?" "No, I should, though. It's a lot to think about right now." "Don't let this stress you out." Lisa took Emma's hand. "I'll text a few of my realtor friends to see if they have any listings near the water. I'm sure we can find you a place in no time." "I can't thank you enough." A lump formed in Emma's throat, and her voice quivered. "Seriously, I don't know what I'd do without you." Lisa leaned in, giving Emma a quick hug. "That's what friends are for. Now let's pick out that movie." She nodded, then followed Lisa out of the room. As she closed the bedroom door, her thoughts ventured to the prospect of moving into a beachside cottage. The idea filled Emma with hope and excitement, a glimmer of happiness amidst the chaos of her divorce. A small smile tugged at the corners of her mouth as she envisioned herself walking along the shore with a salty breeze in her hair, basking in the serenity of her new coastal sanctuary. Though as she descended the stairs, a mix of sadness and resolve weighed on Emma. The future loomed uncertain and intimidating, yet she knew she couldn't cling to the past. Somehow, some way, she would have to learn how to begin again and leave behind the life she thought she'd always have.